What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So we're jumping in today with something that has become a bit of a Disney trope. But before we get into it, I have a question.
Yes.
Back in the day, did you have a favorite sports-based movie? Doesn't have to be Disney.
Remember the Titans.
That was yours? Remember
yeah.
the Titans?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I hate yes. to say this. I've never seen it.
You are kidding me right now.
Is that it's the football movie, right?
The football movie?
Is this the one? Wait, I'm sorry. Is this the one where
Denzel Washington?
Right. Is this where
you
they lay in traffic?
That?
Is this the one where they have the scene where they lay in traffic that people got into a whole lot of trouble for, so they ended up cutting it from the movie? Am I thinking
I don't
of the
know
wrong
that
movie?
You would know more than I about it if that's the case, because I don't know that. But it's set in a time where
oh, that's The Program. I'm sorry, that's a movie called The Program. Different movie. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
it's set in the time where he's an African American coach like that in a. Like a white suburban town. It's
right.
a big deal. He gets obviously a lot of hate.
Sure.
Hayden Panettiere is in it. She's like a teeny tiny little bopper. She's so cute. Oh, she's so cute in it. It's just the message is so awesome. I mean, you know, obviously my coaching, you know, I love coaches, pep talks and
yeah.
how they really dive into their kids and their students' lives. This is just one of like the most epic coach-driven movies. It's so good.
I love a coach-driven movie.
And I love like the football scenes are so intense and so good. Like it's
okay.
just so good.
I'm going to
watch
yours?
It today.
You know, I'd love to say Hoosiers because Hoosiers is a phenomenal movie.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, again, Hoosiers, like old school, just a great, great movie. I'd love to say The Natural, but at the same time, it's rad.
It's rad.
Rad is my favorite movie, sports movie of all time.
Okay.
It is what would be considered a cheesy BMX movie from the 80s that is just the best. It's like Lori Loughlin's one of her first movies.
Okay.
And it
like
is
slightly,
just
I feel
the
like
best.
My sister liked it.
Oh, such a good movie. So, yeah. Man, I'd love to put it. You've come up with this amazing. It's like Denzel Washington teaching his team. Like, oh yeah, you got to try. I'm rad. It's about riding Hell Track at the end, and he hopes he can do it.
You know what though? Those movies are so. I love the like intensity of watching any sport. I really do.
I like sports movies.
They're so good. I like them as much as I like a musical. I do. I love them.
I like them slightly more.
Even if I don't know anything about the sport, I can totally get into. I can watch a documentary. I get into like phases. I watched three baseball documentaries on these coaches. I couldn't even tell you what the names were, but I was so into it because one was a pitcher, one was a coach, one was, you know, a batter.
That's awesome.
I love sports stuff.
Like, I do too. All right. So then I just have to recommend, look into the ESPN 30 for 30s. You'll absolutely love them. They'll change
30
your life.
30 for 30s. Okay.
You will love them. So anyway, that brings us right to the movie that we're going to do today. But before then, I want to welcome you to Magical Rewind. It's the show that makes you want to grab your friends, your PJs, and your popcorn, and go back to a time when all the houses were smart, the waves, tsunamis, and the high school's musical. I'm Will Friedle.
And I'm Sabrina Bryan.
And for today's episode, we're getting into referee's pose for the 2004 blind high school wrestler drama, Going to the Mat. This is another entry into the Disney original movies that revolves around, as we were talking about, sports, which is obviously a huge trope in the Disney world. Oh, the Disney world. Which is, it's very common. But this one has a very big difference. Actually, it has several differences. But one is it has a 70% favorable score on Rotten Tomatoes, which for a Disney Channel original movie is really, really high.
Yes.
For comparison, Luck of the Irish is at 53%. Just ask me da.
Me lad.
But in the vein of Rudy or Coach Carter or Remember the Titans or Hoosiers or Rad on a smaller level, it doesn't take much to figure out how this movie plays out, but we need to break it down because... Okay, I want to get right into this. What did you think of this movie?
Right, what did I think of the movie?
Yeah, like right away.
What did I think before I got into the movie?
Let's start there then. Did you know this movie even existed?
Never seen it. Okay. Never seen it.
Had you heard that it was a thing?
No.
Okay.
Never heard about it. And honestly, I'm not a wrestling fan.
Okay.
I go straight to WWE.
Right, professional wrestling? Okay.
Yeah. I'm just not really a big fan. But even in high school, I knew no wrestlers. I didn't know anything about the sport. I was never around anyone that was a wrestler. So I really wasn't thinking I was going to like it. I kind of was, cool. I mean, we've got Andy Lawrence. He's incredible. I had no idea where it was going. So the whole time the movie kept getting better and breaking through my expectations more and more, and I loved this movie. I did. Did you like it? What's your thoughts?
I agree with this. Is okay, you want my thoughts?
Yes.
This is the best DCOM we've watched so far, by far.
Yeah. You know what? You and I are really
I'm telling you.
We are really becoming just so on the same path with these.
I agree.
I was gonna say the same thing. I love Descendants.
You're a great movie.
It's great on a great different movie. Level.
Yes.
It's like apples and oranges.
Yep.
This is absolutely the best movie we've watched.
This movie all the way
cried.
Around. Yes.
I
amazing.
I'm getting chills thinking about it. I loved this movie so much, and I was so scared about how much I loved it because I wasn't sure what the thoughts were with you. And I didn't want you to think I was, am I just like emotional lately?
Nope. I watched this with my wife. She will walk out of some of these DCOMs like, all right, you're on your own for the rest of this kind of thing. We sat there riveted by this movie. It was well written, well directed, well, the acting is next level.
I couldn't wait to get to the notes. And I was scrolling going, did this get nominated for anything? God, I was so into it.
Did it get nominated?
So this movie felt like we talk about these are movies, not films. This felt like a film to me.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. It seemed like it was on a completely different level.
I still don't love wrestling. I will say that. I don't love the sport.
I do.
But I am definitely going to watch this one again. My husband is you got to get over it, Sabrina. We get it. I know you like it because I'm like, you got to watch it, babe. Have you watched
it's
this one?
Great.
It's the best DCOM there's ever been.
It's great. So far, it is the best DCOM we've watched, I will
say
it.
Absolutely.
I grew up, so the small town.
I'm so glad we're on the same page. I was kind of nervous. Okay.
No, we are. The small town that I grew up in, our school was famous for two things, soccer and wrestling.
Will, I swear I have it in my notes. Literally right here. I want to know if this was something that was big on the East Coast for you.
Huge on the East Coast. My school was very well known for their wrestling program.
Did a lot of people attend the
Oh yeah, the matches.
The
the meets. Everyone was at the meets. We had students that were going on to wrestle for Annapolis, that were wrestling for huge schools. I mean, we were state champs over and over. I say we as if I had anything to do with it, but
That was my next question.
No.
Did you wrestle?
No, not at all. With anxiety. Mm-hmm. That's it. So no, I was not a wrestling guy at all. But watching it, I was a big fan of watching wrestling because it was. It became exciting. It did. And when you watch this movie, you can see why.
Yes.
And I think we need to break down the movie. So
yes,
before
let's do it.
We fireman carry this one to a pin, thank you, as you can tell that I'm great with all the lingo, we're going to hear the synopsis of the film. So here it is. City kid Jason Jace Neufeld is the new student at a rural high school and is also blind. When he feels his musical skills aren't helping him fit in, he decides to join the wrestling team, which is a big attempt for someone with his disability. It stars Andy Lawrence as Jace. Andy, of course, is the youngest brother of the Lawrence dynasty, a group of three brothers who have just had a headlock on being young actors in Hollywood. Joey Lawrence, obviously, is the oldest, and he found the most fame on Blossom and as a bona fide pop star. He also started on Give Me a Break. He's been acting since he was like 5 years old. Matthew Lawrence.
About his pop career.
Oh, he's been in everything.
Oh,
he had albums and everything.
Yes.
Then there's the middle one, Matthew, who I don't know what he's done. I've never really heard of him. And then there's Andy, who appeared on shows like Blossom with his brother as well, Tom Arnold's Tom. And recently he was on Hawaii Five-0. He was also the voice of TJ on Recess. And he starred in Brotherly Love as a sitcom along with Joey. And I want to say Matthew, is that what his name was? That ran from 95 to 97. I'm kidding. I love Maddie. We did Boy Meets World together. He's a close friend and I love him forever. Cleo Thomas plays the new best friend Fly, and you may recognize him from one of the greatest movies starring children. I'm sorry, I will say that in a very long time. I'll put it up there with things like Goonies and stuff like people are like, you gotta be kidding me. But Holes was a great movie. So he was in Holes. He was also in Walking Tall. He's done rap albums. They've put him on tour with Bow Wow, Ice Cube, and Snoop Dogg. And he's now a very, very popular streamer on Twitch. I actually saw him at D23 not too long ago. We had a very nice conversation. It was a ton of fun. He's such a nice guy. And just also kills it in this movie.
Yes.
Then we've got Alessandra Torresani, who plays Mary Beth Rice, who's the love interest and tutor. She later appeared in a handful of Big Bang Theory episodes as Claire and has worked consistently over the years showing up on Batwoman, The Fosters, and American Horror Story. Again, amazing. D.B. Sweeney, who talk about sports movies, he plays Coach Rice. He's a hugely accomplished actor that we've seen in so many things, including The Cutting Edge, great movie. Eight Men Out, great movie. Fire in the Sky, great movie. And on 2.5 Men. I mean, he's been, D.B. Sweeney's that guy where if you see him, you're like, oh, this is going to be a decent movie.
Yes,
D.B. Sweeney's
absolutely.
In it. Cutting Edge, Topic. And in the Dabney Coleman position of this film, we have Wayne Brady, who plays the blind music teacher, Mr. Wyatt. He was super hot during this time because he was on Whose Line Is It Anyway, just killing it, The Drew Carey Show. He's done, just go look at his IMDb. It is an uncountable amount of projects. And he's moved into hosting as his main gig in the 2020s, leading Let's Make a Deal now for years. It was directed by Stuart Gillard, who also helmed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 and other DCOMs like Twitches, Twitches 2, Hatching Pete, the famous Hatching Pete, and Full Court Miracle. More recently, he executive produced TV shows like Salvation, Charmed, and So Help Me Todd. It was written apparently by a whole team of people. Chris Nolan, who is not the same Chris Nolan who did Oppenheimer, is one of the writers, and got a story by credit alongside his wife, Lori Nolan. And then also with teleplay credit, Steve Bloom, not the voiceover actor, who is kind of a big get here because he wrote James and the Giant Peach for Disney in 1996, Jack Frost in 1998. And then there's Stu Krieger, who wrote The Land Before Time and Gotta Kick It Up and Smart House.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're obviously bringing in serious talent. You can see it. It's on the screen. You can see the writing is... I really love this movie.
Yes.
It runs a tight 92 minutes, which is two from the target, and it aired in March of 2004, marking a recent 20-year anniversary. Another 20-year anniversary, so that's pretty amazing. Nothing makes me feel older than all these 20, 25, 30-year anniversaries of things that we're watching, where it's all of a sudden, it's like, and it's our 45th anniversary. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
I just feel
old.
Oh, my
gosh. I know.
Like I said, there are so many positive reviews of this movie. Laura Fries, or Fries, of Variety wrote, although a bit heavy on the slow-mo sports sequence, Gillard otherwise nicely balances action with drama, touching on universal themes of alienation and the undue pressures of high school sports. The film earned... we talked about this. The film earned a nomination for a Directors Guild Award for Stuart Giller and a Humanitarian Award nomination for the writers.
I love that.
Yes.
Thank you, because it deserves it.
It was amazing. We have to do a quick pre-acknowledgement of something here, because movies now in 2024 that tell the story of blind characters, or really any characters with disabilities, should really involve actors in some capacity that have those disabilities as well. I think that is happening more and more. But of course, the inclusivity that's happening now is a wonderful thing. It was not really existing in the 90s. It's no one's fault. It's just what the times were like.
Right.
But it is worth noting that it would have been nice to see some people that actually had some disabilities in the film as well. But again, it was the times, and we try to judge it for what it was at the time and not for what it would be now.
Right.
But it certainly would be a different thing. So it starts with, here's what I loved. Okay. Now we're jumping into it, because
now it's time for
both of us to gush. It starts with Jace in his New York school. It starts with an incredible concert going on. He's a rock drummer, and in real life, Andy played all the instruments.
Yes.
I
knew that about Andy going into it. So it was awesome to get to see him really jam.
I knew he was great at guitar, because obviously I know Andy, so I've been with him while he's kind of picked up the guitar and started jamming, and I know he can sing. I know all his brothers are very musical.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he also played the drums and the keyboards. I mean, he's a multifaceted musician.
He is. I mean, it was awesome. Can you imagine, too, like, as we know, and able to display those talents? Not very often, especially, when you're younger, do you get a role that allows you to show that you are more than an actor?
So
excited for him once he started going. I don't know anything about the movie, had no idea there was any musical elements.
Me either.
So he starts playing, or he's playing the drums. I'm like, not okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Ding. Point number one.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We have to talk a little bit about the fact that at this time in his life, he looks like he is exactly a combination of Matt and Joey.
Yes.
He looks like Matt and sounds like Joe.
Yes. But even still, I still think there's moments where he gives a look and I'm like looking at him going, you look so much. Because to me, watching their show growing up, I felt Matt and Joey looked a lot more alike, and Andy had his own look. He just looked very different. His eye shape, things about him just looked very different. And, I mean, obviously he's the younger one, right?
Sure.
They were, you know,
hey,
more
I'm the
developed.
Baby of the family.
And,
I know.
He looked
I get
like
it.
The baby.
That was me too.
Yeah. But this movie, for the first time, I really felt he looked in the middle. It was crazy.
Yeah. He also just stole this movie, but I still want to jump into more of that.
Yes.
But he's playing all the stuff for real, which is so impressive, and he's performing at Carnegie Hall with the school's jazz band, and we're setting up that he's blind, obviously, and that he's uber talented, and he also it jumps to him in the park, in Central Park, where we're setting up that he has to move. But the thing that I love is they're setting up that he's popular, he's athletic, he's got a great group of friends, nobody cares that he's blind, he's got
he's
a great life
element.
Going in New York,
he's
in his element all the way around,
he's comfortable, it's
and the writing of that one scene, that's all you need, is to show that he's got ways of overcoming certain sports, because he obviously loves playing sports, so they show him shooting, you know, playing baseball, and he's pitching and hitting, all this kind of stuff. So these little things that they're doing right off the bat and showing how close he is with his friends, they're establishing his sports background, the fact that he's popular, the fact that he's now moving, and that he was a musician, all in one tiny little scene. Just
2 minutes.
Great writing. Yes.
2 minutes, yes.
Set everything up all the way around there. And he's also, what's interesting is, if you didn't know what this movie was about, starting with him at Carnegie Hall and ripping on the drums, you easily thought this could be a movie about a blind musician. They were going to go a Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Jose Feliciano kind of way.
Right.
But they didn't. It's a sports movie where they just also let him play music. It was, anyway.
Yeah.
It's a great way to show the opening. It also establishes that he's moving to Utah, which, of course, we have established is the DCOM capital of the world.
And I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because I don't know why it needs to be Utah. There didn't seem to be a reason it needs to be Utah, except for the fact that once you get those out exterior shots,
it's
with
gorgeous.
Those mountains in the background, right. It's like, I don't know, you know, I mean, maybe it could be in another mountain town, but yeah, it's.
I also, is Utah, I'm going to use a word here I'm not even sure is right. I'm putting in quotes. They try to make it seem like he's going to a quote unquote hick town. Is that what Utah is considered? Is a hick town?
I've been to Utah so many times, and that is definitely not a way I would ever
sure.
describe it.
Sure.
Ever.
I mean, it's a stereotype, no matter what town you pick.
I don't know why it had to be Utah. If that's what he was going to do, it could have been another more maybe somewhere where there was mountains as well, but where it is known a little bit more as a country or hick or whatever they're trying to portray, because that doesn't describe Utah at all to me.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was interesting that they went that way. But that being said, they get him there. He gets into the school and he's kind of a jerk right off the bat. They didn't, like, I thought about something like, and was reminded instantly of having to move the kind of fish out of water story of Johnny Tsunami. But when Johnny got to his new school, he was super cool. He was helpful. He was sharing, and they didn't accept him anyway. And I thought it was interesting what they did this time, where it's like they kind of made Andy's character, they made Jace a bit of a jerk coming in. He instantly tries to start some trouble. And I'm curious, did you have any trouble liking him right off the bat when they dropped him into the school?
No, it didn't. I felt it odd in the sense of, well, that's a weird choice to go into a new school. I felt that odd, but I didn't take it as not really liking him. I thought that maybe there was going to be more backstory coming, that he was really bullied, because I thought it was odd considering he came from a place where it seemed like he was really loved and people really enjoyed him and rooted for him, or, you know, or just really, he was just a very normal person, a normal kid with a normal friend group. I thought maybe there was going to be a backstory that came out, because I mean, it was a little jarring. Well, why are you so angry? But then it's also, he really did not want to leave New York.
Yeah, it also pays off later with Wayne Brady kind of saying, you know, you have a giant chip on your shoulder.
Yes.
So that, you know, he comes in kind of with this attitude, and maybe what they were going for, this is how I kind of justified it, but I loved how they went that way with the character, where they made him kind of the jerk, not everyone around him was the jerk.
Right. I did like it.
Yeah, me too. And I thought maybe it had something to do with the fact that he's had to deal with this so many different times in his life that he automatically goes into new situations assuming people are going to judge him for his disability.
He was putting on a front before someone else could. I mean,
exactly.
That's how he was doing his jokes.
Yes.
He was saying the blind jokes before someone else was going to make fun of him for being blind. Like, he was calling it first. So it didn't make me not like him. It was just kind of what his, you know, soon to be love interest says, well, wow. I mean, do you just really gotta, I mean, coming out of the gates, just swinging.
Yeah, coming out hot.
Swinging, man. Like, jeez.
Yeah. But in another great show of how Jace has really learned to live his life with his disability, the time we meet, before we even get to the school, we get to meet his pal Fly, who.
Yes.
Is on the, you know, he's shooting, Jace is shooting hoops with the aid of a little speaker that beeps to show where the hoop is. And his friend Fly comes up. This is the first time that they meet. And he's kind of testing to see if he's blind. And we can also see kind of how Jace has made his way in the world because he's grabbing his hand, and he talks about how he you know, it's the vibrations in the air, so he knows where people are, and Fly is still a little put off by the new blind kid in school.
Yes, and I did think it was weird that he came to the basketball court, but not to play basketball. Why did
he was driving by, but maybe he saw somebody playing, thought it was a new kid, but he establishes very quickly that he is not an athlete.
Right. That's why. Why would you come to the basketball court? That kind of seems like it's in the middle of nowhere.
It's an interesting point. Maybe he heard the beeping and wanted to see what the beeping and stuff was coming from the court.
Maybe.
We'll give him that because the movie's so good. fair enough. So he starts in the school. He comes in hot with an attitude. We meet Mary Beth, who we find out is going to be his reader, one of the people who volunteered. And one of the things that I find cool about every character that they're introducing is they're all kind of quippy with each other, where he even says to her right off the bat something along the lines of, oh, I know you're doing this for the grade. And she's like, no, it's for the money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
they're witty.
Yes. And they're joking around with each other, and they're treating him like they would treat anybody else. The only person treating anybody different is him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, I thought was a very interesting way to go with the character, where your lead character is kind of the jerk.
Yes. And I thought it was interesting, and I kind of was that's very different than what's a normal, you know, way to go with when he wasn't really necessarily the villain, but the bully, right? The lead jock.
Yeah.
He kind of leans into him more so like, What's wrong? What's up with you? Why are you, you know? But at the same time, he gives him like a pass, like, all right, whatever, you know, and kind of just brushes him off instead of, remember, again, going back to Johnny Tsunami, how angry the bully got so fast. Like, you don't even know this guy, you know, whatever. It was interesting. It was a total flip. And I really enjoyed it.
I thought did
it
too.
Was cool to see something different.
They're both kind of being jerks to each other, but that's can happen at high school with
that two. That is such a typical, normal hallway exchange at a high school.
Yes, exactly. And the first person that brought up anything about blind, like he even says, what are you, blind? When Jace bumps into him and he turns around and goes, oh, sorry. He apologizes.
Yeah.
I guess you are. And then Jace instantly takes it to
another
I'm starting
calm
with this
down,
guy.
Calm down, Jace. Calm down. Seriously, calm down.
It was great. So we're navigating through school. We're meeting some of the other characters. Now we get to his music class. And this is the first time where we meet Wayne Brady's character.
And I fell out of my seat. Again, I didn't look. And I love this. This was so fun to not look into it. That's Wayne Brady. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Because I love him.
I do, too.
Love Wayne Brady.
But also then making turning out where he's blind, too.
Then it hits. Is he? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Wayne's blind,
I
too.
Was.
Oh, my
in,
God.
Just
he's got, this
in.
Is insane. Look, again. Boom. Point number two or three at this point.
And they're sitting there and they're playing. I think they're playing Bach.
Yes.
And they're playing, obviously, very nice. And Jace, again, first day of school, takes off with a song of his own. He gets bored. He doesn't want to do it this way. He thinks New York is better, and they do better music, and they have a better town, and they do.
Right.
And so, again, he's kind of the jerk.
He is.
And Wayne Brady puts him in his place in such
so
a
fast.
Great way so quickly. It's just... he even says to him, if you want special treatment, go to a special school.
Right. And that hit hard for
right?
me.
Right? Me too.
That was like, damn. Because exactly. You want people to treat you with respect, and you need to treat me as a teacher. I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah.
And the crazy part, you know, obviously the teacher is informed already about this new student coming into his class, but no one has informed Jace about his teacher. And so that the whole way that when she leans over and says, he's just like you.
He's just like you.
Oh, Whoops.
And then it gives Andy the great line, or Jace the great line, well, wow, it really is the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
And then Wayne Brady slaps him down again.
Slaps
like,
him
oh,
again.
Look at you. You're so funny. What a clown. Yeah. I mean, just, I love that they brought in this other character who's like, you've got a chip on your shoulder because you're blind. I'm blind. We're blind. Deal with it. Now you live your life and you still are the best possible person you can be because this is what we've got.
Right.
And it was just so good.
So good.
But then we finally get to meet, speaking of great actors, we get to meet D.B. Sweeney, who plays Coach Rice. And here's something I thought they did that was so clever. The first time we meet him, it's regular gym class. He's having them split up for basketball. And he says to Jace, you know what? Why don't you take this time to do some homework or something? You can't do this. And Jace is like, don't worry, Coach. I play basketball all the time. He's like, yep. Can't do that here. How do you do that? He's like, oh, it's a bounce pass rule, and I've got the speaker. He's like, yeah, great. I'll look into that, but go sit on the bench.
Yeah. Ouch.
So they set it up where maybe this guy is going to be the jerk and kind of like, oh, okay, here's the villain guy who's really going to hold him
back
and we've got to fight against him and do. And then they switch that, too, where it turned out to not be that at all. It was just a guy who didn't know how to handle this new student right away.
Right. And that I think happens a lot, because I think people, obviously teachers have a very big job, but people tend to forget that they are also human too, and also struggle with possibly, I mean, how many students you get in a class, how many periods you have, how many years you've been teaching. Sometimes you get thrown something that you just don't know how to handle away, you know?
And you think you're doing your best.
But
or what's best for
the
student, but you're not really fit. It's not what's best, and they're both trying to figure it out. But it was such, again, kind of different for some of the Disney movies. It's a character that is one of the supporting characters, a complete supporting character, but there's such depth to the character.
Yes, yes.
That sometimes you don't get in these DCOMs. You don't always get a supporting character that they've really flushed out.
Right.
He also turns out to be Mary Beth's dad. And
the wrestling coach.
The wrestling coach, which is great.
Because you know the title of the movie, you know that's what this is eventually going to be about.
That's going to matter down the line.
At some point.
And so it's Mary Beth when Jace gives this line, essentially saying, you know, he's having another run-in now with the main quote-unquote bad guy, the captain of the wrestling team, even though he kind of started it. And he says, man, I would love to take a crack at that guy. And it's Mary Beth who says, why don't you try wrestling?
Yeah.
Which starts him down this whole journey. There's apparently a blind wrestler from another county that had won his weight division. And this leads Jace on an entirely new path. And I love that he gets his friend Fly, because they bonded over music.
Right.
He goes to Fly and essentially says, join the team with me. I need your help. We don't see that part, but they both end up at the coach. And then the coach is completely receptive to it, which is another great... A great thing,
to both of them too,
yes.
Right? To both of them, and that's one thing I learned in this movie is, you know, and they make a comment about it. You know, you don't have to be the biggest, baddest guy to be able to be good at this specific sport. Which I didn't think of that, and it's cool that there's different weight classes that allow you to be able to not go in there as a smaller guy and get creamed by some giant, right? If you're smaller, you get to – it's awesome.
Yeah, no, again, and there was my friend in high school, the guy who went on and wrestled for Annapolis, I think wrestled at that weight class. It was either 103 or 95. I mean, these are flyweights. They're tiny.
What?
But he was just shredded and could throw people around. It was amazing.
Wow.
So he starts to get into the idea of wrestling. And here's another thing that we love, because we have to talk about this right now. The parents. Another thing that they did differently in this
differently.
Movie.
Differently.
Hugely
love
supportive
the
parents.
These were my parents. Like,
yep.
My parents would have supported me in anything I wanted to do. They just wanted me to be interested and invested and passionate about something. They did not care. I could pick anything. It could be art. It could be music. It could be writing. It wouldn't have mattered. They would have been exactly there the way they were with the career that I did choose, right behind me. And anything they could do to help these parents melted my heart.
Yeah,
made me want to call my mom and dad, tell them I haven't appreciated them probably as much as I can. I'm sorry about any of the teenage years.
One of the first movies we've seen where both the parents are hugely supportive.
Yes.
They just were phenomenal. So they say, go wrestle. We're with you. Whatever you want to do, go do
it. The mom does push back a little bit, which I think is natural for any mom to not want their kid to go into a sport that possibly they could get hurt at.
Yeah, wrestling, football, hockey, any of those kind of things.
Totally. Which is totally normal.
Some parent is going to say, let's talk about the safety issue. And that's totally normal.
Especially because he does have something that could hold him back and possibly get him hurt.
Absolutely.
Fair. Very fair. Totally with her on that.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. at retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Jason Fly join. It turns out that Coach Rice completely believes in them. And between the coach, Mary Beth, and Fly, his attitude starts getting a little bit better. He's one of the things they have him doing the entire time is he's constantly making fun of Utah. He doesn't understand what's going on. And there's this great scene where he says to her, says something about what, you know, I'm sick of being here. Nobody knows how to deal with me because I'm blind. And she's like, no one cares that you're blind.
Yes.
You
are a complete a-hole.
Yes,
Jace.
I mean that, but that's what she says essentially.
That's what people don't like about you.
Yes.
You're a jerk. You
Which
are
is
just
so,
rude to everyone.
Maybe jerk was the better word. I'm sure we'll bleep the one I said. But that's, I mean, that's
no, they've
what.
They've used it before.
Yeah. But that's what happened. That's what I love about this is that
yes.
She said, we don't care that you're blind. You're making fun of us constantly for being hicks, for being from Cowtown. New York is the best thing in the world. You came in with an attitude and we don't like it. And it made him completely change. And I loved that so much.
Yes.
That it was just her like, no, you're just being a jerk.
Yeah, I love it.
So, yeah, so we've got a that whole kind of depth of character again with our lead. And there's so many things going on. He's blind. He has moved. It's still the typical fish out of water story. There's so much going on in this movie that they did so well that, man, I enjoyed every time I watched it. Now, quick question for you. Who's the better athlete, in your opinion? Is it Johnny Tsunami? Is it Jace? Or was it Kyle from Luck of the Irish?
It's Johnny Tsunami. I mean, these questions are just ridiculous that you can ask anymore, okay?
I love snowboarding way more than
wrestling. But are you talking about, again, the difference of you could obviously tell Andy was the one doing all of the movement, right?
Right.
They didn't.
Not even Andy. Jace, though, I think they show him playing baseball. They show him playing basketball. They show him wrestling. I mean, as an athlete, he's the better athlete, right? Like snowboarding better.
Fair.
Okay, that's
I think
fair.
You're absolutely right with that. That's fine with me.
The other thing I loved about this movie is he's bad. He's not a good wrestler at the beginning.
Yes,
neither he or Fly. I'm amazing.
I was ready for him to like go out there and like totally kill it.
Right.
And blow everyone out of the water and the coach to be flabbergasted. You know, I was really honestly ready for that. And it was like, oh, okay, they're not going that way. I mean,
no.
This movie kept surprising me.
Yes, me too. I loved it. And I also loved how it then became Mary Beth, who comes to him and essentially says, it's like a dance. Your balance is wrong. You've got to, and they have that great scene where she's got the stuffed kind of bear going around. You're the dancer. I'm not the dancer. Is the dance stuff they're doing there, does it translate into wrestling?
I'm going to go into that during Sabrina Sees.
Okay, good.
Stay
right,
tuned.
Good.
Stay okay, tuned.
Good. So it works. And meanwhile, it's also heating up their romance, which the two of them together are so freaking cute. I don't even know what to do with myself.
They're
I'm
my
so
favorite
rooting
couple
for
we've
this.
Seen. They're
Thank
my
you.
Favorite couple we've seen.
Thank
what
you.
I also love is this is one of the first times of these movies where the girl love interest does not annoy the hell out of me. And I loved her the whole time. Again, nothing to do with the acting of the others. It was the storyline and the things they had the girls do that were so rude and awful. She has glorious moments over and over again throughout this whole movie.
Amazing. Another wonderful character. And you are rooting for them from the beginning. It's so great. So her teaching actually works. He finally wins. He's starting to turn things around. The team's starting to respect him. The captain of the wrestling team is starting to kind of befriend him a little bit. And this is kind of like a Drumline thing. Remember in Drumline where the bad guy and the good guy, they start to get together and work together and become just like this powerhouse.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So it turns out that the captain, John, is failing Spanish. Andy needs some.
Guess
Andy.
What? Jace is
Jace
great at
needs
Spanish.
Some help. Yes.
There he is. He's and there to help.
Jace
and he
needs
offers
some help
it,
wrestling.
Which is a huge turning point in his character and his mindset of where he is in this new place. And he offers that's where, tell me you started loving Jace then.
I did. Okay. I loved just seeing the change all the way
the
around that Jace was going through.
Jace was wonderful.
We get to see watching him get bigger and bigger and bigger. The dislocating of the shoulder scene was, did you cover your eyes during that? I've seen that happen in real life, and I can still hear the sound.
I've seen dancers dislocate their knee. I just recently had one last summer. It was the grossest thing I have ever witnessed, and I had to help her and calm her down, where in my mind, my brain was itching because I wanted to freak out. It is so gross. Also, side note, as a small kid, my elbows used to dislocate. And my sister's 8 years older than me. All her friends loved to grab me by my hands and swing me around, and pop, pop, they would come out. And my dad had to put them back in all the time.
Oh, that's nasty. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then my partner, Mark Ballas, dislocated his arm while we were dancing on Dancing with the Stars right before the finale. It's horrible.
I can't. Okay.
Moving on.
I can hear the pops.
It was.
So,
I had to take a break. I had to get some water.
Yeah. I can't do it. So we get to, we're building up. He's getting better with each match. We finally get to the regional championships where, so we don't want to ruin a lot of the movie. We want people to go back and watch it, obviously. But through a series of events, he now has to wrestle against the state champion who's got one of the greatest Disney bad guy names ever. First of all, it's like they cast young Johnny from Karate Kid. He looks kind of the same, so from the same ilk, and his name is T-Rex Turner.
T-Rex
awesome.
Turner.
Awesome. And
just so good.
Again, to show you how awesome this movie is and how it kept me on my toes the entire time, Jace does not have to come out and win. You're down by 20 points. You've got to pin him. It's none of that. He just has to not get pinned himself, which made it very real, where it was not like this big trope at the end where all of a sudden you've got to beat Johnny, or T-Rex in this case. You just have to survive the match against
just
the
survive.
Best in the state. But it's made it so real. It was great.
But in a sense, I feel like if it were me, I would just run in a circle.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think eventually the running in a circle, Sabrina, they're going to call you out for.
Oh, okay. I think I would still try.
That would have been great. You would have run in a circle and then dislocated your elbows.
You can't pin me.
Again, I don't think either of us know enough about the rules of wrestling, but I'm guessing that's not allowed.
That would be my first instinct, though. Just run. Roll.
Tuck and roll. Were you in, though? Did they have you with the final wrestling match?
I was totally in.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Like I said, my favorite thing about sports movies is the intensity of whatever sport it is. When the stakes are high, you feel it. I felt like, again, you know, I always tune into the music of stuff. Like, scores are just so important when it comes to these things. And the music was on. It was like nail biting. You know, it was amazing.
I loved it. I'm same.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And so the movie ends. Again, we don't like to give too many things away, but let's just say it's a good ending.
Perfect.
You know, the ends with everybody's arm in the air. You love Jace. You love the journey he's taken the entire way there. You're with him the entire time. You're with all of his friends. You're with Fly. You're with Mary Beth. The coach's parents. It was great character after great character. And then it ends with a rap song about wrestling.
I can't.
Why don't you take the rap song? I think you.
No, I honestly just can't. I don't enjoy. This is similar to when a random band, like when it's random. If it were, I just didn't feel as if it was cohesive with
like it didn't fit.
Even the music that we have been hearing. That the music started with, I just didn't. I couldn't. It's the same as Luck of the Irish. Where the hell did this come from? Why?
Right. Yeah. Some of the lyrics we've got: to the mat we attack and we'll never let up. You'd better get up and take one for the team or we'll get fed up. It's one for all. The sun will shine for us. We'll run you over like a bus and we'll leave you in the dust. And it goes from there. It took me out of a look because I was coming off of like, again, this Hoosiers kind of amazing end, and it ended with this song, and it was a little so not many things really not many things in the negative category in this movie, literally not many things.
Honestly,
in the negative
category.
This is such a nitpick, but the final song was not
I mean
great.
I would have had if we didn't do what we do with these movies, I would have just turned it off and said, you know what, it's
right,
fine.
I don't want to hear it, it's great.
But I was worried something would happen.
This was like a Marvel movie you sat for after the credits just to see what was happening. Nice. All right. Well, let's do some real reviews. And I'm going to be totally honest. It was very difficult to find a bad review for this movie.
I know.
Very difficult. I can imagine. Because the movie was great. We could gush about everything, the script and all that stuff, we have to touch a little bit more on the acting. Andy Lawrence was so good in this movie that I thought he should have been nominated for something. I don't know
That's what I'm saying. I was so disappointed to see that when we got it. I'm glad that they got the nominations that they did. But for me, I feel as if he was robbed of not getting nominated in something. I think now in 2024, if a movie this good came out from the channel, it would certainly get recognized.
Yeah. There was not a bad actor in this entire movie.
It goes to show you, I don't think the DCOMs get celebrated in the industry as much as they should.
No, agreed.
I really
especially
don't,
when they're
I don't
this
think
good.
The shows do. You know, I don't keep up on all the nominations probably as much as I should. But in my opinion, they just don't get what they don't. They are these messages, the actors that they get to do these movies. It's sad to me.
No, but they were all just so good. I mean, Andy just knocked this out of the park. It was amazing. But why don't I do the 5-star this time and you do the 1-star? Is that fair? I think I've been doing. Yeah. All right. So here we go.
Sure.
So this is a 5-star is from C. Morella. I think that's how I think I'm saying that right. And it says, wow, this was actually a pretty good movie. I thought it'd just be some stupid movie. And after Pixel Perfect, I didn't have a lot of faith in it.
Oh, no.
But Andrew Lawrence gives a realistic and praiseworthy performance. Absolutely true. Everyone in the cast is good as well, including Cleo Thomas, who sadly doesn't get enough screen time. Also true. But nothing's perfect. I agree with everything that was just said there.
Yeah. I think you could maybe lay a little easy on Pixel Perfect there, but that's okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a needless shot. That was kind of a needless shot. But,
yeah, right?
But we'll see. Yes.
Not needed to say, but at the same time, fine. The 1-star. Now, I'm just going to prep you. As I get through it, you start to see where this frustration comes from.
Yes.
And you'll hear.
You do.
All right?
You do.
Sarah says, I just couldn't get myself to like Jace. Okay. He's such an obnoxious character that I felt satisfied whenever someone would tell him off for being a jerk.
Okay.
On top of that, here we go. I happen to be from Utah, and the movie's portrayal of the state is a little rude. No one here would think it's funny to bully a blind kid just for being blind, but they may get annoyed by repeatedly calling us hicks. Anyway, I can see why a lot of people might enjoy this, but it wasn't my cup of tea.
If you're from Utah, that's fair.
That would upset me. We obviously here in Orange County, there's a huge stereotype of what happens anytime anyone wants to bring up. They talk about one show in particular. Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, I thought it was the OC. Isn't that another one?
Yeah, that was just a kid's show.
Gotcha. Laguna Beach. My wife's from Orange County, so I get it.
Yeah. There are quite a few people like that, okay? But we are not all like that.
Exactly. No, so that's a fair. I think the 5-star review is spot on. And I think if you're from Utah, the 1-star review
was
pretty
was
spot
fine
on.
Too, you
that's
know?
Fair enough. Okay. But that leads us to another wonderful thing. We've got another name battle.
Name battle.
The name battle. So both Jace and Fly are obviously great.
Yes.
But we've got to add T-Rex Turner into the DCOM Hall of Fame of names.
Yes.
So now we've got. Yeah, I'm throwing these out. What do you think's better? Would you do you like T-Rex Turner or Jackal Johnson from Cheetah Girls? And I know you're biased, but still.
I like Jackal Johnson. I just think it just rolls off the tongue. Jackal Johnson.
Fair enough. I don't disagree. T-Rex Turner or Chad Charming from Descendants?
T-Rex Turner.
Okay. T-Rex Turner or O'Reilly O'Reilly from Luck of the Irish. It's like not even trying. Irishy, oh, Irish guy. It's like, come on.
It's so funny. I like O'Reilly O'Reilly.
Okay.
Dumb.
Ooh, this is a tough one for you because I know how you feel. T-Rex Turner or Johnny Tsunami?
Just skip it. It's Johnny Tsunami, Will.
Or T-Rex Turner or the legendary Mr. Fister from You Lucky Dog. I'm going to say this out loud. Nothing will ever beat Mr. Fister for me.
Hands down.
Nothing.
Hands down. Oh my gosh, I'm like getting hot. It's so funny. It's so, I cannot believe that one got made the cut.
Oh,
like,
Mr. Fister is the best.
On the Disney Channel.
I love it. Can we do Sabrina Sees?
Yes, yes.
Sabrina Sees.
And again, as we talked about with Finding a Bad Review, I really couldn't tear this movie apart. I fell in love with it. It
Great
was tough.
Movie.
The dance slash mat session.
Yes.
This confused me as all get out.
With the big dog, the big teddy bear dog.
Before, I kept going, wait, is she? So she is going to give. So this is dancing. No, it's not.
I see what you're saying.
This is wrestling. No.
It's dressing.
She's dancing again. Okay, now there's a dog. Okay. And then finally was, okay, this. I was so confused if she was actually going to start dancing. Because then I started going, almost paused it to go back. Was I not paying attention? Is there a dance of some sort that he's going to, that he's asked her to help him with? Like, is there homecoming coming up or something? I honestly, that part. So I wasn't even looking at the level or the.
Right. The skill involved in the actual
skill
dance.
Of it at all. It just completely confused me. And then I started laughing at myself and I was like, Will is going to.
I liked the wrestling scene. I like when you can, when something's like the wax on, wax off, or it means something else, you know?
Yes, I get it. But I was very confused for a minute. It was not. So I felt like the dancing was, you know, she obviously isn't like some kind of dancer trying to do that.
Right.
Nothing. It just, I didn't understand if she was actually going to teach him to dance or wrestle. Because again, I know nothing about wrestling. So I didn't know that this is a dance on the floor.
Gotcha.
I didn't know that. I didn't get it. Anyway, the next one was soon after that with, I just had to note his line of as beautiful as her heart.
Ugh.
What did your wife think about that?
Oh, she loved it. She went,
Was it not just
amazing?
Such
amazing.
A great line. Oh, my gosh.
And
I
the
wrote
kiss
it down
looked
instantly.
Good.
Yes.
It's rooting for them all the way. Yeah.
And then the next part, and I'd love to find out whether or not Wayne Brady, I don't know him as a musical person, if he was playing the drums, but that the jam sessions.
Oh, were great.
We're so good.
Yeah.
So good. And I can't wait to find out, hint, hint, if, you know, what that part was like filming, you know, between them. I want to know more about it.
This movie definitely, used music in a great way where all of a sudden it was a sports movie, but then occasionally there'd be a musical break that worked.
So then that's my last thing on my Sabrina Sees. I think I already know the answer, but Will, did you hate that? Because you don't normally like
loved it.
Just random music or
loved
musical.
It
wasn't musical at all, but you loved it.
It
okay,
was
good.
Used perfectly. I loved it. I'm in.
Only do music
like that from now on.
Yes. But of course
right,
I thought of you. I'm wondering and hoping Will is loving this because I am loving it, but I'm also feeling very emotional.
I loved it. I loved it. I was in. I loved the
good,
music.
Good.
They had me the entire time. This is
awesome.
This is by far my favorite DCOM that we've watched.
Same.
Up to this point. So now we have to rate it. What do you? 1 out of 10, 103 pound freshman. Wayne Brady riff offs. I know. I'm sorry. I know the one I want to pick.
You do it then.
Okay. I want to do, because of the conversation we just had with your elbows, with knees, with everything else. I want to do 1 out of 10 dislocated shoulders.
So good.
They happen quite a bit. And I think they do. They are very
common.
I think
the other ones are worth saying. 1 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence
1 out of 10
Brothers,
Lawrence Brothers or
1 out of 10
Utah Jazz Bands. Those are good, too.
Those are worth saying. But,
I agree.
Dislocated shoulders.
Go ahead. 1 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 10. I'm jumping there.
I never thought I would give a DCOM a 10. And even if I said to myself, I was going to wait and 9.5 will be the highest I go just in case there's one better down the line. But this movie was so good.
Yeah.
That I'm still going to say 9.5. I'm going to hold off on giving
no
a 10
way.
For anything. I have to.
Will, you've got to be kidding
me. I have to give it a 9.5 because I don't know if a 10 exists. There was a couple tiny little nitpicky things, but I mean tiny little nitpicky things. But this movie was essentially a 10, but I'm holding off the 10 because I don't know if anything's actually
I'm
a 10.
I'm going for it.
But this movie was so good.
This is a rightful... Yes,
you're probably right. You're probably right.
I'm so in it. I'm going to watch this again. again. I really am.
And it comes down to, I can't believe that we hadn't heard of this, because it was just, this seems like this should have transcended a DCOM and been released in a theater or something. Like, we should have heard about this, put on ABC. I mean, something.
Yeah.
It was such a good movie that
it was so good. I can't imagine them doing a second one. Right, though?
No.
You know what I mean? There's no, I didn't see where the storyline really could go.
No, it was perfectly encapsulated.
It was so perfect.
I agree.
It was so good.
I agree.
Open, well, middle, closing, 10, okay,
look,
10.
We did it.
10s across the board.
And the best acting we have seen so far from a cast in a DCOM by far. And that's not saying that the other actors were bad and any other movies are bad. This just took it to a whole nother level. Every single actor in this movie was great, from the lead in Andy to the bullies on the wrestling team, the quote unquote bullies on the wrestling team, people who had two or three lines. Everybody was good in this movie.
Yes. Even the kid who's Andy or Jace took his spot. He was even great.
You know what I mean?
He was a small character. But he had a great moment. They gave him a great moment. It was
well written. It was amazingly acted. Please, if you have not seen this, go out and watch Going to the Mat, because it was awesome. So thank you all for joining us for what is, in our opinion, I will say it, Sabrina, the best movie we've seen so far in the DCOM world. It was wonderful.
I will agree.
And the next movie we have, I have not seen yet. I know nothing about, but I've heard so much about. So, the next movie is the incomparable 1986 Wonderful World of Disney hairy creature masterpiece, Fuzzbucket. It is on Disney Plus, so make sure you watch it before next week. But I don't know anything about this movie. Do you know anything about this movie?
I'm scared of it. I am. I don't know what this is going to be about.
I kind of can't wait, though.
Yeah, for sure. But it's funny because I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, I am too. But I can't.
What is this gonna be?
We're also coming off of our favorite DCOM so far. So to go from Going to the Mat to Fuzzbucket, I don't know if this is going to be a sidestep or we are going to be going way backwards or if it's my first full 10. I might be like, Fuzzbucket's the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
If you say Fuzzbucket's the best movie,
but we don't know.
There's got to be something that happens. If this knocks us off of our feet, it's I love it. But everyone that has told us about it really likes it.
Yes. So we're going to have to check it out.
We're going to have
to check
it out.
And so are you. Again, Fuzzbucket, it is on Disney Plus, so go check it out before next week. And remember to subscribe to our feed, and you can always follow us at Magical Rewind Pod on the Instagram machine. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.